My name is Adrian Stevens. I'm a recruitment specialist at Skills Provision. Today I'm going to discuss some of the key employment and recruitment challenges in Saudi Arabia, a region that's both rich with opportunities and ripe with complexities. With the country undergoing transformative change under Vision 2030, businesses and job seekers alike are navigating a rapidly evolving labor market. In this extended session, I aim to unpack the challenges, share actionable strategies, and provide insights to help stakeholders succeed in this unique environment. Let's begin by looking at the broader context. Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 initiative is a national development program designed to diversify the country's economy and reduce its reliance on oil. It focuses on sectors such as tourism, healthcare, technology, and entertainment, which are becoming the new cornerstones of the Saudi economy. This shift has created new opportunities for employment and economic growth. However, it has also brought a host of recruitment challenges that need to be addressed by companies and job seekers alike. One of the most significant challenges in Saudi Arabia is balancing the need to hire local talent while also leveraging expatriate expertise. The government's Saudization policies, officially known as the NIDACAT program, are a central part of this effort. These policies mandate that businesses employ a certain percentage of Saudi nationals, depending on the sector and company size. While the goals of Saudization are laudable, such policies can sometimes create bottlenecks, especially in industries where the local workforce is still developing the specialized skills needed to meet market demands. For example, sectors like healthcare, construction, and IT face significant talent shortages. Let's take healthcare as a case study. NewsEyes. While Saudi Arabia has been investing heavily in its medical infrastructure and education, there remains a significant gap in specialized roles such as surgeons, anesthesiologists, and nursing staff. Many of these positions are currently filled by expatriates. However, strict Saudization quotas mean that healthcare providers often struggle to hire enough qualified staff to meet demand without running afoul of labor regulations. This, in turn, puts pressure on existing resources and can affect the quality and accessibility of care. Similarly, the construction and oil and gas industries, long considered the backbone of Saudi Arabia's economy, face their own set of challenges. Large-scale projects such as the NEOM megacity and various infrastructure developments require a mix of local and international talent. While there is a growing pool of Saudi engineers and project managers, many specialized roles still need to be filled by expatriates. However, navigating the visa process and ensuring compliance with Saudization policies can delay recruitment timelines and increase costs for employers. So how are companies addressing these challenges? In my experience, most businesses take a dual-pronged approach. On one hand, they invest in training and development programs to upskill Saudi nationals. These programs are vital for building a sustainable workforce and aligning local talent with the needs of the market. On the other hand, companies continue to rely on expatriates to fill immediate skill gaps. Recruitment agencies like Skills Provision play a crucial role here, helping employers identify and attract the right talent while ensuring compliance with local labor laws. The process of hiring expatriates in Saudi Arabia has evolved significantly in recent years. While the government has made strides in streamlining visa processes to attract foreign talent, it has also introduced stricter regulations to prioritize local hiring. Employers are now required to justify why a particular role cannot be filled by a Saudi national. This adds an additional layer of bureaucracy to the hiring process and necessitates meticulous documentation and planning. Moreover, companies are increasingly expected to provide cultural orientation programs to help expatriates integrate into Saudi society and the workplace. This is particularly important given the unique cultural and social norms of the region. Speaking of cultural adaptation, it's worth delving deeper into what this entails. Saudi Arabia has a distinct business culture that is deeply rooted in its traditions and values. For expatriates, understanding and respecting these cultural nuances is critical for professional success. For example, building relationships is a cornerstone of Saudi business culture. Meetings often begin with personal conversations, and establishing trust is considered a prerequisite for doing business. Additionally, employers and employees alike need to respect local customs, such as prayer times and gender-specific workplace dynamics. Companies that proactively address these aspects through training and support programs often find it easier to retain expatriate talent and foster a harmonious work environment. Let's now shift our focus to the candidates themselves. For Saudi nationals, one of the key challenges is aligning their qualifications and skills with the demands of the labor market. While the government has invested heavily in education, there is still a mismatch in some areas. For example, many young Saudis graduate with degrees in fields that are not aligned with the country's economic priorities, such as STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This creates a talent gap that can only be addressed through targeted upskilling initiatives, internships, and collaboration between educational institutions and employers. For expatriates, the challenges are slightly different. In addition to cultural adaptation, they need to navigate the complexities of Saudi labor laws and contractual agreements. It's essential for expatriates to fully understand their employment terms, including salary, benefits, and residency requirements. Over the past few years, the Saudi government has introduced several reforms aimed at improving transparency and fairness in the labor market, such as the abolition of the kafala sponsorship system. However, these changes have also added new layers of complexity that both employers and employees need to navigate carefully. Looking ahead, I believe the labor market in Saudi Arabia will continue to evolve in exciting ways. As Vision 2030 progresses, we can expect a more skilled and competitive Saudi workforce, thanks to ongoing investments in education and training. At the same time, advancements in technology and automation are likely to reshape the job market, creating new opportunities in emerging fields such as artificial intelligence, renewable energy, and digital marketing. However, these changes will also require workers to continuously adapt and upgrade their skills to stay relevant. From an employer's perspective, staying ahead of these trends is critical. Companies that invest in their workforce, both local and expatriate, will be best positioned to thrive in this dynamic environment. This includes not only providing technical training, but also fostering soft skills such as communication, teamwork, and cultural intelligence. Additionally, businesses should prioritize building strong partnerships with educational institutions and government agencies to create a steady pipeline of talent. To summarize, Saudi Arabia is a land of immense opportunity, but navigating its labor market requires careful planning, adaptability, and a willingness to embrace change. For employers, this means investing in people, building inclusive workplaces, and ensuring compliance with local regulations. For job seekers, whether you're a Saudi national or an expatriate, continuous learning and networking are key to staying competitive. At Skills Provision, we're committed to supporting both employers and candidates in achieving their goals and contributing to the growth and success of the Saudi economy. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this discussion has provided valuable insights and practical strategies for tackling employment and recruitment challenges in Saudi Arabia. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please don't hesitate to reach out. It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you, and I look forward to seeing how we can all contribute to a brighter future in this dynamic region.